Okay, hola, Bowser. The knight going into the 14th of Nisan, breaking us a chametz laraner, so you do bidikas chametz by candlelight. We'll see why in the Gemara, why bedafka candlelight over regular light, and but for whatever reason why we want candlelight, so therefore bidikas chametz has to be dafka at night, because candlelight any other time of the day isn't going to do you much. Mm-hmm. Any place where chametz doesn't go into in Sarach Bedika. So then over there you don't have to check for the chametz because there's no reason to assume that there's chametz there in the first place. If that's the case, so later on we're going to bring a machlikis how much of a wine cellar you have to check. Why do we discuss bechlal that you have to check two rows of a martev of a wine cellar if we just got finished saying that kol makom she'en machnisim v'chametz doesn't require bedika? Teretz is makom she'en machnisim v'chametz, because we're talking about a martev. There's wine cellars that you don't really use that much, or whenever you go there, it's not during a meal, and such a wine cellar in the Konami doesn't need to be checked. We're talking about a wine cellar that if you would run out of wine in the middle of the meal, you would go down there. And once that happens, so then maybe the shamash who went down was carrying some food with him, so it's a makom shemachnisim b'chametz. And therefore, or at least the front of it, at least the part that he's going to use. So therefore, that much has to be checked. Beishamai Aymer Shnei Shuris Alpenei Kol Amartev. Beishamai says that which you check is two rows on top, on the face of the entire cellar. So Gemara is going to have a shaila in both mandam and what this means.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say just to make it easy, let's say you have a cube of 1,000 barrels, 10 by 10 by 10, right?
Okay.
So, 10 by 10 by 10?
10 going up.
It's 1,000. Right. 10 rows of 10 and 10 high. Right. So you have a cube of 1,000.
Right.
So according to, so the Shama says, Shtei Shuris Al Pnei Kol Amartev, if the Gemara has a Shaila, if that means the front, 100 and the top, which would be another 100, but 10 of them would be the same, or it means the front 100 and the second 100 behind the first 100.
Mm-hmm.
Beis Hillel Aimrim, and Beis Hillel says, Shtei Shuris Hachitzain is the two outer rows, Shein Elyonis, which are also the two upper rows. And again, the Gemara over here is going to have a Shaila what that means. It definitely means the 10 in the corner, the top 10 of the front. Now, but the Shaila is, does it mean the top 10 of the front and then the 10 below it, or it means the top 10 in the front and then the 10 behind it?
Uh-huh.
But more than that, we're assuming that he doesn't use that much wine during the Suda, so more than that, it's going to be considered a makom she'en machnisim v'chametz, and the rest of the Martev does not have to be checked.
Right.
Now, why v'chlal do you have to check for chametz? So Rashi says, because we know by chametz, besides the Isur to eat chametz, there's bayirel bayimotze. So in order not to be over bayirel bayimotze, you have to check to make sure you don't have any chametz to get rid of the chametz. Many Rishonim disagree with that because we know, as far as Bayirel Bayimotze is concerned, just be Mavato the Chametz. We're Mavato the Chametz anyway. Even after the Bedikah, you're still Mechuyev to check to be Mavato the Chametz.
Mm-hmm.
So once you're being Mavato the Chametz, so what's the point of checking? So they learned that the reason that you have to check for Chametz is because you might come to eat it. And even though most Isuri Achila were not so afraid that you're going to come to eat it, that's because a whole year you're not accustomed to eating it. You never eat basar v'chalav. You never eat the treif. Masha enkin this, that the rest of the year you eat, and just 7 days a year it's also, you might forget yourself and come to eat it. So therefore, they were good to get rid of it and make sure it's not in your house, so you shouldn't accidentally come to eat it. My ar. When we say ar the arba asar, so what does it mean, ar of arba asar? Reb Huna Amar Nagi, Reb Huna says Nagi, which means the shine, the brightness, which as of now the Gemara is assuming means the morning, when it starts becoming light on the 14th, which would be the morning of the 14th. Rabbi Yehuda says it means no, the night of the 14th. Kosalka daitoch, so the Gemara assumes, like we just explained, the man damar nagi nagi mamish, the one who says it means light, so it really literally means the light of the 14th, which means the 14th in the morning when it starts becoming light. Man damar leili, and the one who says that it's night of the 14th, the night of the 14th leili mamish, it means literally the night of the 14th. Now, agav, that second man damar is true. Both Navmin and Maskan, that's not going to change. We just said Kasal Kadayil because of the first Mandamar. But Enechanami, Laili is Laili Mamish, that's Pashat. The one that we're making a mistake as of now is thinking that the Mandamar who says Nagi means literally the morning of the 14th. That's when you do the Kaschamitz as opposed to the night of the 14th. But on that, says the Gemara Meisel. I mean, basically, Lefizeh boils down to is how to translate R. Does R refer to night or does R refer to morning? Meisvei says a pasuk by the Achi Yosef after they departed from him. It says Habaker R. It was the morning. It became morning. Va'anoshim shulchu, and the men sent to go home. So Alma R Yamamu. So the Gemara is assuming that how do you translate the pasuk as of now? When it became Boiker, which is R, which is the time period of the day known as R, that's when they left. So what do we see? R is morning, because we're saying R is synonymous with Boiker. So we see that R is day. Says the Gemara, Miksiv Ha'ar Boiker. It doesn't say, if it would have said the opposite way, Ha'ar, which is Boiker, so then Enechanami, the only way to translated is like we're saying now, the period of the day, which is called R, which is also known as Biker, that's when they left. But now that it says HaBiker Arksiv, so it doesn't, so R over here is not a noun, it's rather, it's an adjective, it's a description of the morning, when the Biker became light. So over here, it says HaBiker Arksiv, Kimanda Amar Tzafra Nahar. It was a very bright morning. The morning already turned light. And what's the pasuk coming to tell us? Uktrav Yehuda Amar Rav. This Rishon to point out is true either way. Whether it means to say that they waited till the morning to leave, or it said they waited till light to leave. Either way, you see this halacha. But either way, we're saying that what the pasuk is coming to tell us, like Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, the Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, that Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, La'olam yikanes adam bechitayv v'yetze bechitayv. When a person is traveling, so he should make sure to come into the city towards the evening while it's still light outside. He shouldn't travel until it gets dark and then enter the city when it's dark. And so too in the morning when he leaves, he should leave while it's already light. I mean, don't leave very early in the morning while it's still dark outside. Wait till it's light and then leave. And that's what we learned from Yosef's brothers, the Achi Yosef, that they waited till it was bright outside, till it was light outside, and only then did they leave. Now, what's the reason for that? So, in the Rishonim, there's various reasons, and they make nafkaminis, but all of them possibly could be true. One reason is because of the mazikim. Right? At night, we know that they're shaylit much more, so we should wait till it's bright outside, till it's light outside, not to travel by dark.
Right.
But if that's the case, then maybe it's more prevalent for someone who's traveling alone. If someone is traveling with a group, it might not be Negea. Then there's another reason because he's more prone to be attacked by the Listim and the Chayis, which roam at night. And then there's a third reason, which is a very practical reason, which is you can't really see so well. So you could trip, you could fall into a ditch, you can get stuck. But then Rishonim say, according to the last reason, that might only be true when you're going to a place where you're not familiar with. If you're leaving your own city, since you're familiar, you know where all the paddles are, you know where all the places where you can get stuck are, so maybe according to that last reason, it wouldn't be negeya not to leave at night. And it might even be a shtekel meduyuk like that, because it says, it doesn't, normally you leave first and then you come in. Teretz is when you leave in the morning, you don't have to leave. You could leave in the day. In the night, sorry. at night when you're going into the inn, then you make sure to come in at night when it's still light, and leave from the inn also when it's still light. But either way, so far we have no raya to our machlokes what our means. Says the Gemara, Meisvei uke arbaiker, like the morning, he's a shemesh, that's how the sun will shine for tzaddikim lasad mamon. So Alma, what do we see? Ar yamamahu, again, that's a raya that R is day, because this is how we're translating pasuk like we suggested before.
Mm-hmm.
Like R, like the period of time known as R, which is baiker, which is the morning, that time of the day, that's how the sun will shine for tzaddikim lasad mamon. Again, says the Gemara, no. Miksiv ar biker. It doesn't say ar biker. If it would say ar biker without the chaf in front, it would mean ar, which is biker, like we're translating it. Uke ar biker ksiv, but since it says ke ar biker, hakika amar. This is what it means over here. Uke ar biker ba'ilam hazeh, ke'ein zvich ha-shemesh l'tzadikim nasid l'ilam haba. Like the light, how bright it is when it's already day. Rashi learns when it's already Netzachama, Taisus learns even more when it's already midday, when the sun is very bright. That's how much the sun will be as soon as it's the period of time of Zericha, as soon as it hits Alois, when the sun just begins to come up, that's how bright it's going to be already. Meaning the sun's going to be so much stronger, Lasid Lavoi, that even when it rises at Lasid Lavoi, it will be so bright, like in the middle of the day now, and then Kolshken in the middle of the day, then how much brighter it will be. Meisvei Vayikra Likim La'ar Yoyim, Hashem called Ar Yoyim. So again, we're assuming Alma Ar Yomamahu, that what it means to say is Hashem called the period of the day, which is Ar, Hashem called that Yoyim. Must be Ar is the morning, is day. And for the more, no. Hachikam Lameir Uba Kare Yoyim. Hashem called the process of becoming light, from when it starts becoming light, it's already called Yoyim. Meaning as soon as it hits Alois HaShachar and it starts becoming light, then it's called Yoyim. Elameata, if that's the case, so then you have to read the rest of the pasuk the same way and say, V'lachoshech kara laila, that Hashem called Choshech night. What does it mean, Choshech he called night? L'machshech uba kara laila, that the process of becoming dark Hashem called night. That means as soon as the process of becoming dark begins, which would be at Shkia, it's already called night. That's not true, because we're Kaim alone, because we hold La Halacha, that's his Akhachavim Yamamu. The same way that on the opposite side, that as soon as it's Alois, then La Halacha, the day already begins, even before Nates, because that whole process is called day. So on the way out of the day is the same thing. After Shkia, it's still day until Tzeis HaKecholim. So how can you tell me that the process of becoming dark is called night?
Or at least it's Suffolk Yom, right?
Well, we hold it to Suffolk only because we don't know exactly when Tzeis is.
Uh-huh.
But it, Hashem, who knows exactly when Tzeis is, for him it's not a Suffolk, for him it's Vav Yom.
Okay, gotcha.
Says the Gemara, you're right. It's still getting darker, but the process had already begun at Shkia. You can't say the entire process. If it's referring to the process, you can't say the entire process, because it's not true. It only starts somewhere in the middle of the process. Elo said, rather, says the Gemara, this is how you read the pasuk. Meaning the word Vayikra, Rashi says, could be translated in two ways. It could be translated Hashem called them, means Hashem named it. If then you have a problem, Hashem named the period of Ar as Yoyim, then it would be a raya that Ar means Yoyim. Or Vayikra could mean a lashon of that Hashem called them into duty. He commanded them, or he assigned them to a certain job. So over here, that's what it means. Hashem assigned the light to Pakti Amitzos the Imamah and gave him the the mitzvah, the post of being in charge of the day. The kairach mo lachashaycha, and Hashem called the darkness upakti amitzvah zalayla. Meaning, over here, Ya'ar and Choshech doesn't refer to a period of time, but rather means the light and the dark, but not the process like we said before, because that's not true, but rather it means in general. Hashem didn't call light day, because then it's a raya that Ar is day. But Hashem was mitzava light to be mishamish by day, and he was mitzava the Choshech to be mishamish at night. Meisvei Hallelujah, call Koichleyar. Pasuk in Tehillim that says all the Koichovim of Oyer should praise Hashem. So we're assuming as an hour, what does it mean the Koichovim of Oyer? The Koichovim that are out during the time that's known as Oyer. If that's the case, Alma or Urdu, when do we see the stars? We see the stars at night. Yeah. So it must be the Koichovim of Oyer means the Koichovim which shine at night. So, which is a raya now to the other mandama that or means evening. Says the Gemara, no raya. Hakikamar, this is what the pasuk means to say. Hallelu kol kechavim hamirim. All the kechavim that give off light. Again, over here, R is not a time period, but rather that give off light. That's how we're translating the word R. And all the kechavim, all the stars that give off light should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elamayata says the Gemara, that can't be pshat l'pasuk, because if so, Kechavim ha-me'irim hu de'boi shibuchei, she'enem me'irim le'boi shibuchei, only the kechavim that give off light, means to say the kechavim that give off light, it means to say that, as opposed to the kechavim that don't give off light, which means to say the ones that are so far away that their light is negligible to us, those kechavim don't have to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Does that make any sense? Elamayat, the kechavim ha-me'irim, the ones that give off light, hu de'boi shibuchei, they have to praise Hashem. She'enem me'irim, but the ones that don't give off light, le'boi shibuchei, they don't have to praise Hashem. V'hoksiv, hallelu kol tzelov. It says later on in over there in that capital that all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's legions, all of his armies have to praise him. Not only the ones that give off light. Ela, says the Gemara, you're right. It doesn't mean the kechavim that give off light, because all kechavim give off light. Rather, what it means to say is, hakam mashalon, the ar kechavim, nami arhu. You're right, all kechavim give off light. But Hagufa, that's Gufa what the Pasuk coming to tell us, that the light of the stars is called light. What's a nafkamina? Lamai nafkamina. Lenoider mina are someone who makes a nether that he's not going to have hana from light. So he's included in that is that not only is he not allowed to have hana from the light of the sun, the light of the moon, the light of the fire, he's not even allowed to have hana from the light of the stars. The Tanya, someone who makes a nether not to have hana from light, also b'ayron shakicholim, he's also to have a hana even for the light of the stars. So what's the hal? You would think, I guess, maybe because it's so far away, it can't really be used. It's just a shine. It's not a real light. That's what. But so I'll answer you. I was about to say, but what I was going to say is probably an answer to your question, because Aliba de Emes, the Rishonim say that this halacha is only true. There's a rule by Nedarim called by Nedarim halacha chaloshim b'neyanim. So this is only true in a place that there's no loshim b'neyanim. But Rishonim say in most places people don't refer to the light of stars as light. And then in Chanamim, those places you would taka not be also in the R of Kechavim. Only in a place that there is no minig, there's no indication one way or the other, that's where you would go after what the pasuk calls light. But in based, pun intended, in the light of this thing that the Rishonim are saying, so maybe that's good for the chiddush. People don't refer to Ar Kechavim as light, so we need to bring a pasuk for that to say that where there's no minig, where there's no lashon b'nei adam, the Torah, yes, considers the light of stars as light. So, for us city boys, it's very hard to imagine because we have so much light pollution. If you go out into the country, yeah, where it's nice and dark, you see a lot more stars. No. It's not a lot of light, but it's there's it's so dark then. Without that light, it would be so much darker.
Yep.
It would help you something. That's enough to be enough. How much is the right? Even the moon? How much does the moon give? But the moon gives you. And they're not cutting it, right? But so if you would go real to a real, real dark, dim place at night, and you would see the stars, then there would be especially when you see not only 5-6 stars like we see, but you would see tens and hundreds of stars. There would be at least something. It may not be a major help, but it would be at least something that would help you. Right, but I was thinking about it, but that's not called Hanaf from the R. That's from their position. I don't know if that's called Hanaf. Is that called? Yeah. Is that called having Hanaf from the R? I was wondering about that. Right, yeah. It's really their placement, but I only know that Al Yedei their R. Is that in Chazal's eyes called R? At night. Yeah. Oh, what do you mean, Nadim and R in general? Yeah. Yeah, he basically got to lock himself in a. Yeah. Right, yeah. 100%. Yeah. I hope this guy only made another for like a day or two, not for. Yeah. Nice day. Yeah.
Nice day. Let's go, let's go.
That's everything in the world. I don't know. That's a good question. Why the Pesukim repeat? I don't know. It says all the Pratim first, and then it says the Kloim. And then it says the Pratim, right. For whatever reason, we wanted to say the cloud and then the prat, but the mice are from the cloud. We see that everything has to eventually do it. We want to single out. You're saying maybe we only single out the cloud. Yeah.
We're not living as something within the cloud.
We still. So maybe in the prat, you're asking. So maybe in the prat, we only spoke about cloud. We are now. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's a good channel.
We didn't listen. Yeah.
Meisrei. Yeah, Le'or Yakum Reitzeach. So this pasuk is speaking about a ganef, how he gets up Le'or, assuming that means at night. Yakum Reitzeach, the Reitzeach gets up because Yikdal Oni Ve'Evian, and he kills the poor person. Sorry, I said it backwards. Le'or Yakum Reitzeach, we're assuming means by day. Le'or by day when it's light outside. Yokum Ritzeach, so then the Ritzeach comes to Yitil Arnu Ve'Avim, because how does he steal by day? It's not easy to break into the place by day and just steal. You have to, people are around. So the way to steal is by being a murderer. You just walk up to a person, confront him straight out, stand by an intersection, Rashi says, and wait till a guy comes and just murder him and take his stuff. So by R, he gets up to be like a Ritzeach and he kills an Arnu Ve'Avim to steal from them. Belilo, whereas at night, yei kaganev, so then he doesn't have to be ritzeach, he just acts as a ganev, and he breaks into the house, he sneaks in when no one's looking, and he takes what he wants to take. He doesn't have to confront anybody, combat anybody. So Pasuk is the Pasuk talking about two different periods of time. By R, he stands like a ritzeach, and by night, he breaks into the house like a ganev. So if that's the case, so if we're contrasting two periods of time, and one period of time is night, and the other period of time is called R, so obviously R means Yayim.
Yeah.
So says the Gemara, no. Hosam Hachi Kamar, this is what the Pasuk means to say. The Pasuk is not referring to two periods of times, and how he, what, and what the Ganav does at this period of time, what the Ganav does at that period of time. We're talking about the same Ganav, the same action that he's breaking into a house. And this is what we're saying. We know from the Torah, as explained in Maseches Sanhedrin, there's a parasha called Bava Machteris. if a person's sneaking into someone else's house, so the assumption is he knows that the balabais, if the balabais is up, is going to not let him steal. And therefore he comes with intention to kill the balabais in case the balabais stands up against him. So if that's the case, he's a right. And habala harga chashka maharga. So if a person catches a baba machter in his house, he, shoot first, ask later. So, on that, the psukim say that's only true where you know he might kill. But in cases where it's not, where he's not going to kill, for example, if a father is coming to steal from his son, you know that no matter what, the father will not kill his son. So then, there's no heter for the balabais to kill the ganav, because the ganav cannot be considered a roidif in such a case. So this concept is, it's an asmachta, because the ikra thing is learned from psukim in the Torah, but this pasuk is coming to make this chilek. And the hockey comment, this is what the pasuk is coming to say. If shita lach milsak in a haira, if it's as clear as day to you, the anafoshes kasi, that he's going to murder in case the balabais stands up against him, so then you should treat him not as a regular ganav, but rather as a murderer, and therefore the rule is therefore you can kill him in order to save yourself. The imis sabgalach milsa kelaila, however, if it means that that's the beginning of the pasuk. If it's bright, if it's clear that he'll kill you, then treat him like a ritzeach. However, if it's a suffik kelaila, like at night, it's dark, it's, things are not clear, then so then you can't consider him a ritzeach. You only could consider him like a ganav, and therefore you can't save yourself by killing him, because you can't assume him to be a ritzeach. Now the Rishonim speak out over here on a regular, it's from the Gemara you get this impression that it has to be clear as day that he's a murderer, otherwise misafik, you're not allowed to save yourself. Normally, it would go the other way around. Even misafik, you should be allowed to save yourself. Mm-hmm. So the way the Rishonim say is there's two types of people. There's people that, to use our American words, that are innocent until proven guilty, and there's other people mm-hmm. who are guilty until proven innocent. Mm-hmm. right? So a regular person, it's clear from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, even Misafik assume that he's going to kill until you know for sure that he's not going to kill. Mm-hmm. By a Avala Ben, or someone who's in that status, so then the opposite. There could be a father that's corrupt enough that he's willing to kill his son. But over there, it's innocent until proven guilty. I mean, assume a regular father assume that he's not going to kill him. That's what it means. Belila, as long as it's unclear, assume that he's not going to kill. Only if it's clear that the father's going to kill, so then if you know he's going to kill, then don't be stupid. Then, and that's what the pasuk is coming to say over here. When the father's coming to steal from his son, as long as it's like a lila, as long as it's a suffix, you have no heter to kill. Only once it becomes clear that the father's willing to kill the son, so then, now he's a roidif, and now nitin letzila benafshay. Which the son who's an animal. The animal that he's coming to steal from. La'ar at night, Yaakov might say, when it's bright, when it's clear, then you treat him as a retainer who's killing an animal, meaning the animal that he's coming to steal from. And Velayla, and when it's not clear, so then Yehigigal, you don't look at him as a ritzeach on that person, just look at him as he's coming to steal from him. Right. Doesn't mean you can kill him, you look at him as a ritzeach who's coming to kill. I mean, that's not Makasha in the Pasuk. Even in the Hav, I mean, you say Makasha, the person who he comes to steal from, we say he's taking advantage of a poor, destitute person, but that's not Makasha. Yeah. Usually, you want to rob someone who has to. Right? Meisei. This is a pasuk in Eiv. Eiv was talking about how bad he had it, how bad his mazel was.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Yachshechu koichle nishpoi, the koichovim of night, nishpoi is another word for night, so the koichovim at night should become dark for him. I mean, it should be so dark in his world, in his life, that even the stars at night should be dark. Yikav la'ar, he should hope for ar. So, as of now, we're understanding means he should hope for day, the oyin, and it doesn't come. The ayira afate shachar, and he shouldn't see the eyelids of the morning. He should never see even the daybreak, that it becomes light at all for him. So, midika amar, yikav la'ar va'oyin, from the fact that the pasuk says he hopes for ar, and it doesn't come, Amo or your momo. So then we see that R means day. I mean, he's stuck in a period of darkness that he's hoping that when it should become day, and the day never comes. Must be that R means day.
Mm-hmm.
Says the Gemara, no. Hasam meilad hu dekalayit le'iyev le'mazle. Over there, the Iyev was cursing his mazel, which again would have been true either way. But what we're saying is this is the way he was cursing his mazel. Omar yehiravo delitzafi haygav le'nahira. When it says yikav la'ar, he's waiting for day. Rather, it means he's waiting for it to become light. He's waiting that his situation should change, and he should have light. He should be come out of his tzaras. So that's what he's saying. Yehiravo, that it should be yirotzen, that it should be the will that this person should be looking for l'nahira, for light. And he shouldn't find it. I mean, the light that he's looking for, he'll never find.
Mm-hmm.
But R, again, over here, doesn't refer to a time period, but rather it means the light itself, and therefore we have no right that the time period of the day that's called R, if it means night or if it means morning. Meisvei, he was in a rut, he was in a situation that he had such bad mazel, that the Yetzer Hara was trying to get him to curse Hashem. Instead, he said he'll just curse himself. I'm having it so bad now. You know, it should just be so terrible that I never get out of this. Basically, he was giving himself a call because of his aggravation from all the tzaras that he had, as opposed to what they were trying to get him to do with the Yetzer Hara, which is to curse Hashem. Meisvei. The Oimer, this is a pasuk about David HaMelech. David HaMelech said, I thought, Ach Choshech Yishufeni, Neshef is also a lashon of darkness, but Neshef, Bar of Yom Yishan Baloyla, right? So, Ach Choshech Yishufeni, meaning that the darkness will become even more dark, meaning that I'll be stuck in night forever. I'll be stuck in a period of darkness forever. And instead, what happened was Velayla Arbadeni. So as of now, we're understanding that night became day, meaning what I thought, I'm going to be stuck in a period of darkness and all my enemies are going to make fun of me and kick me out of the fold and everything, and I'm going to be stuck forever. And then Hashem took me out of all of this, and he made the night into day, turned the period that I thought would be night into day. So Alma, what do we see? Are you Mama? That R means day, because it's the opposite of Laila. Says the Gemara, no. Hosam Hachikamar David. This is what David was saying. Ani Amarti. I thought that I'm going to be stuck in this choshech, that it's going to stay dark for me even after this world, even when I get to the next world, I'm not going to get a kapar for the chet that I did with Basheva. And therefore, even in Olam Haba, which is Doimel Liyayim, I'm still going to be stuck in this choshech. Achshav, and now, even while it's still night, meaning even in this world, Arbadeni, Hashem already showed that he was mechaper, that he was meichel David for that avera, by when Shlomo HaMelech brought the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash, the doors didn't open until he said, open up in the schus of David HaMelech. So Hashem showed that obviously David HaMelech was dear to him, even in, down here in this world. So that's what it means. So Olam HaZeh, Shu Daim Lalaila, even this world, which is Daim tonight, or Badeni, it's already shining, it's already bright for me, it's already light for me. But again, according to this chat, R doesn't mean day, that the night turned into day, but it means that the night became bright for me, became shining for me. Meisvei, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, after finished traveling through Tanakh, now coming back to a local Raya, Rabbi Yehuda says, a Mishnah later on in our Masechta, Boitkin or Arba Osar, you're supposed to check for the Chametz or Arba Osar. Let's say you did not do that. So then you check Arba Osar Shachris. So then do it in the morning of the 14th. If let's say you didn't do it right away in the morning of the 14th, then you do it Mishas Abir at the time that you're coming to be Mevar the Chametz and to destroy the Chametz. So Midakam Rabbi Yehuda Boitkin or Arba Osar, Arba Osar Shachris, Rabbi Yehuda says, do it or Arba Osar. If not, do it Arba Osar Shachris. Now, if our Arba Osar is not Arba Osar Shachris, so then our Karchach, Alma or Ortahu, must be our means the night before. So Shema Minah. So this is Raya number one, undisputable that our must be the night of the 14th, not the morning of the 14th. May say, May Mosai Arba Osar, Osar Basiyas Malacha. When is the 14th of Nisan also to do malacha? We'll see later on, there were certain places that they had a meeting not to do malacha on the 14th. And not only did some places that it was totally in a minig, but there was actually certain Tanoim who held that there was even a real Isser to do malacha on the 14th because it's a Ktsas Yom Tov, and therefore on Erev Pesach, they held that it was even also to do malacha. So when does this Isser malacha begin? Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov Omer Mishas Ha'or, from the time of Ar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishas Neitzach Hama, from sunrise. So Ar can't mean Neitzach Hama, so L'chayra Pashtas it means the night before, which means already from the beginning of the night of the 14th, that's when it's also B'Hasiyas Malacha. Amalei Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov asked Rabbi Yehuda, V'chi heichal matzinu yoyim shemiktasi aser b'asiyas malacha umatzasim mutter b'asiyas malacha. Where do we find the Chazal do such a thing? They say today is a day that's also in asiyas malacha, but only part of the day and not the whole day. Normally, when in Chazal say either the day is mutter or the day is aser, where do we see that we're machalik within the day itself, that part is mutter and part is aser? Therefore, it doesn't make sense that the Isser starts mishas neitzachamo. It has to be like I'm saying that it starts from the beginning. It starts from Ar. Amalei, so Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda answered back, "Hu atzmei achiach." I'll bring a raya from the 14th itself. Shemitzasim muter b'achilas chametz, umitzasim also b'achilas chametz. Half of the day is you are still allowed to eat chametz at the beginning of the day, and in the middle of the day it switches over that you're also to eat chametz. From chatzis enan midarais, you're not allowed to eat chametz anymore. So we see that a day could get split partially this way, partially that way.
Yes,
yeah,
so what do you see that
there's a business? Right. Yeah. So the Gemara's going to get to Tana soon. The Gemara's going to get to Tana soon. But the Gemara's assuming as of now that it's lav dafka only by Malacha. He asked him for Malacha, but the Gemara's assuming, or the Bryce is assuming that Chad is they don't make part of the day also Malacha and part of the day also, because a day is a day. You don't start splitting up days in general. Oh, so the Gemara's gonna ask that kasha. L'chayor shaper kamer Rabbi Yehuda. He has a good taina. What was Rabbi Elazar's havim? The Gemara's gonna go through the whole shaka of taina. So he answered it back. Look at the day itself. Part is mutter and part is aser. So before we explain the price, so the Gemara says mitika amar Rabbi Yehuda mishas ha-netzach ha-mo. If Rabbi Yehuda says that the Isra starts from mishas ha-netzach ha-mo, so which pashas that's the beginning of the day. Ama ar the kamer Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov or two. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who was disagreeing with that, and he said mishas ar. What did he mean from the night before? Must be ar means night. Says the Gemara loy, my ar amura shachar. No, both say that it starts in the morning. The shaya is at what time in the morning? He says it starts from neitzachama. The svar and that the Rishonim say is because that's when the work day begins. So that's when asiyas malacha is negay, even though halachically the day really starts before. Mm-hmm. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that no, it starts mishasa or it starts right away from Amun HaShachar. Right, the Gemara, Yochi. If that's the case, the Kamale, that which Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov asked of you, the Hefamotzin Yom Shemitzas Motor Basias Malacha, Mutzas Yasa Basias Malacha, where do we find that we were Machalak a day? That some part of the day is also part of the day's Mutter. Name me Ilan Ashe. Why doesn't he ask the same kasha to himself? Ikalila the Koshari, halachically, it's all one day from the night before, and you yourself are being Machalak the day. You're saying at night you can do Malacha, and in the morning you can't do Malacha. That's the Gemara, Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov, Hachi Kamar. According to me, it's fine. We see the Chazal in their Takanas differentiate between the night and the morning. The Tanya, Gabi Tanya Sibur, because we have a Brisa with regard to Tanya Sibur, when they're Misaka and Tanya Sibur, so up to what point could you eat and drink before the Tanya? It's actually Amun HaShachar, until Amun HaShachar, the Rabbi Yazim and Yaakov. Until when the rooster crows. So we see that sometimes they ask only the day and not the night, like every time it seems like that. But according to you, that even within the day itself, part of the day is mutter and part of the day is asr, because from Alois it's still mutter until nate. On that, where do we find the day itself? The palgebe rabbana, that the chazal differentiate between part of that day and the rest of that day. On that, I'm a labor, you answer back. Who asked me a chir? Bring a raya from the 14th of Nisan itself. Says the Gemara, Shavar commonly reviewed the Rablaz. The Chayr reviewed as a good raya. And we see that it's possible to do such a thing. Some of the days mutter, some of the days also. So Gemara says, Haki commonly Rablaz. This is Rablaz's kasher. I'm asking you on the Rabbanans. When Chazal asked something, where do we find that Chazal did such things? But Amit Li Chometz there, right? So you're asking me from Chometz, which is a din in the Torah. The Torah, Hashem does whatever he wants. I mean, of course, maybe there's such a thing in Negea when Hashem made the Isser Chometz. I'm asking you, we don't find that Chazal do such things. The Ad Hocha Asr Achman of Ad Hocha Shari. The Torah said up to this point is Asr, and up to this point, before that point is Mutter. The Idach. So on that, Rabbi Yehuda will answer back, Shoyz the Rabbanan. It's not true. The 14th doesn't only have from Chatzai Senam, which is also Midaraisa. There's a little bit before that. We'll see later on in Machlaikas different Shitas how much earlier, but there is definitely a period earlier that's also Midarabbanan, Kedei, that you shouldn't come to eat Chametz at a time that it's also Midaraisa. So we see that even Midarabbanan, we say part of the day is Mutter, part of the day is Aser. The Idach, so on that, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov will answer back, Harchokha u da'av the Rabbanan of Daraisa. Over there, it's a Harchokha, it's a gather for the Daraisa. So yes, if the Daraisa, let's say, is 12 o'clock, so they'll make me the Rabbanan also 11 o'clock as a gather. Then it makes sense. But when they made an Isser Malacha or an Isser Tainis, any Isser that Chazal made me the Rabbanan on the day, and it's not just a gather to protect the time of the Daraisa, so then it's an all or nothing. Either they asked the whole day or they didn't ask the whole day. It doesn't make sense to say that they only began from Netzachar. Going back to our Shaila, Meisvei. Emasiyah Masuois, the way they used to pronounce when Rosh Chodesh was, they used to light bonfires on one mountain and then then on a second mountain when they saw the first mountain, and made a whole chain of bonfires. And everybody who would see those fires would know that it was Rosh Chodesh. Mm-hmm. So, is they only light these fires on a chodesh that was seen in the right time. That means the 30th day was Rish Chodesh, and the previous month was a chodesh chaser. That's when they would light the fires in order to say that today is Rish Chodesh, that today was Rish Chodesh. But on a chodesh meubra, you don't need to light the fires. And Rashi says, because the machlokes in Rosh Hashanah about this, but this is going like the Manda Amar, that once it's a chodesh meubra, you don't have to mekadesh it because karkachu shemaim. The 31st day is going to be Rosh Chodesh automatically because you only have two choices. It's either the 30th day or the 31st day. So the 30th day, you have to mekadesh. Once it's not the 30th day, it's automatically the 31st day. You don't have to mekadesh that. The Emos HaMasiyah Masuas, when were these bonfires lit? The Ari Iburi, the night after Iburi, the night after the day that would have been the day that becomes the Ibur, that becomes the day that's added to the month. The 30th day is the day that would have been added to the month had it not been Rosh Chodesh. So the night following the 30th, that's when, now that you pronounce the 30th as Rosh Chodesh, that's when they lit the fires. So now obviously R has to mean night, not day, because you don't live by day, you can't see it. So Alma or Ortehu. So must be that R means night. Shmami no, so this is already Raya number two, that R means night. May say, we know that Kohen cannot do Avodah without Kiddush Yadayim V'Ragalayim. Let's say he was doing Avodah the whole night, being Makav on the Mizbeach, meaning he already was Makadosh Kiddush Yadayim V'Ragalayim on Sunday, and he's working the night shift, working through Sunday night. The Aira, when it becomes R of Monday morning, Tom Kiddush Yadayim V'Ragalayim, he needs to re-be Makadosh Yadayim V'Ragalayim Divrei Rebbe. There's a Machlokes Tanoim, if it automatically, the Kiddush of yesterday becomes possible when it becomes morning, or do you say that yesterday's Kiddush still helps as long as I wasn't Maseich Das? So Rebbe holds that as soon as it becomes the next morning, Lina Mayelos for Kiddush, and he has to re-be Mekadosh his hands. But bottom line, what do we see? La'ira means when it becomes morning. So must be that R means morning. Says the Gemara, Ayra Shani, we're debating what R means. R, we're saying, means night. Ayra is a different word. Ayra taka means morning. And that's all right to our shayla what our larva also means.
Okay. Very good.
So far. We're not.